working cause I like to work when nothing else is going on. It's bad for the body, but it's good for the soul. Might even keep you breathing when you lose control. Can't stop working. Can't stop working. Where have I been for all these years? I thought I knew you better. Come on down to the edge of the sea today and write a letter there in the sand. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Cause I like to work when nothing else is going on. It's bad for the body, but it's good for the soul. Might even keep me breathing when I lose control. Can't stop working. Can't stop working. I might take some time off. Stop working. Might take time off for forgiveness. Forgiveness.
That is Lindy Ortega, and Little Lie here on Ear Candy from a record called Little Red Boots, which is kind of one of her signature things that she wears when she performs live. that's kind of how you can tell who she is. Not really, but that is one of her things. Little Red Boots. And before that, we heard from Peace Trail, Neil Young, and Can't Stop Working. Kind of an ode to work ethic, you know. Keep writing, keep recording, keep putting the songs out there, keep performing, all that stuff. And we started with Steve Gunn and New Moon, and that's from the record The Unseen In Between. You know, I remember reading about writers and people saying that sometimes it's the stuff between the lines that's really important. That is, that when you're reading, particularly a writer who's maybe a little sparser with maybe narrative or exposition or description, but the stuff that they do write inspires the reader and their imagination to fill in all the blanks so that it becomes an individual experience. And I suppose all reading of fiction is that way, but maybe a little more so for some writers than others. Reading between the lines. Anyway, The Unseen In Between, Steve Gunn, New Moon, and lovely stuff. I just love that folk-tinged psychedelia. It seems to be a special kind of thing. You usually think of psychedelia as being more arty, more rock, Sgt. Pepper, and Cream and Donovan, you know, back in the heydays of the 60s, and acid-tinged guitar and that sort of thing. So to see that idea moved into a different setting is pretty cool. And I'm not sure he's the first, but I love Steve Gunn, and you should love him too. And speaking of cross-pollination, we're going to hear a song from Blondie called Sugar on the Side from a record called Pollinator, where they collaborated with a whole bunch of people who they really dug their stuff. So this is Sugar on the Side, Blondie, here on Ear Candy.
Entrando en la conexión sur-norte, un encuentro solar-sónico desde la zona estelar vermenáutica.
Tengo maná que decir. put on this little bikini and dance. Put on this little bikini and dance. Put on this bikini and dance. Come on, shake it. Ooh, and shake it, girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, and I'll give it to the world.
For love.
feels like the end of A Day in the Life by the Beatles there, that little ending from Gun to the Head by the Good, the Bad, and, well, you think you know what's coming, but it's the Queen, not the Ugly. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the Spaghetti Western of Clint Eastwood, but why would you name your band the Good, the Bad, and the Queen? Who knows how band names come up? Sometimes they're just auto-generated. I think there's a band name generator out there that just picks random words. Maybe that's how they did it. Or maybe they all get to pick one particular word, and someone said good, and the other one just to be contrary said bad, and the other one wanted to be the head of the group and said queen. I have no idea what I'm talking about. That is The Good, the Bad, and the Queen from their record Maryland. Very, very good song. And we heard from Carolyn Rose and her record Loner. The track was Money. And we started with Blondie, and from their record Pollinator, we heard Sugar on the Side. And I know I lament on this show from time to time how older artists are just ignored. They put out a record that in their heyday would have been a hit, and it doesn't even get played or noticed. And that's one of those songs for me, I think, yeah, that would fit alongside some of their classics. Maybe not their very best ones, but their sort of second-tier hits, maybe the ones that have faded a little bit. You don't hear in the radio so much. That's just me. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. That's who me is. And I want to appreciate all the listeners out there in Listenerland. I hope I've got your foot tapping and your head nodding and that you're feeling a little bit better about your day. And it looks like we got time for maybe two or three songs, two and a half maybe. I'm going to play a track from the Lemonheads off of a record called Versions. I think that's kind of a slang way of saying versions of cover songs, but if you do a great cover, people don't know, especially if they're obscure, if you don't know the song in the first instance, it just seems like that's the band's song if they make a good version of it. And we're going to hear something from Noel Wells as well, and then we'll see if we have time for more. This is Can't Forget the Lemonheads here on Ear Candy.
Seems like falling far away, lost at sea, for the one that's left behind, for the way of you and me. Maybe I know that, maybe it's better, but I can't forget the time. I know where I am every day, every night, like the one who knows too much. Trust the same old thing. Maybe I know that, maybe it's better, but I can't forget the time. Children to earth.
it's Phil. Nighttime's gonna chill. Take your children to work. Take your spouses to school. Need a new state of mind. But baby, who's got the time? Take me out of my worst. Take my worst to hers. Need a makeover stand. But baby, who's got the time for that?
That is Sunrise from Noel Wells here on Ear Candy. Beautiful 2.5 minute piece of pop perfection, in my opinion, my professional opinion. Before that, we heard the Lemonheads and Can't Forget, and that is off a record called Versions. Versions, yes, indeed, Versions. And we're getting towards the end of our time, so we're going to have to agree. I'll send you one more song, and then we're just going to have to do it again next week. I know it's a long time, but I miss you as much as you. Well, we won't go that far, will we? We're going to play something from Partner. I love Partner. This one here is called Gross Secret. Come back next week. We'll do it all again.
Want to advertise your brand, business, or product to university students? Advertise with Imprint, the University of Waterloo's official student newspaper. Imprint distributes to more than 85 locations within Waterloo, Kitchener, Cambridge, and Stratford, with a readership of 30,000 plus that includes students, faculty, and staff. Your printed newspaper ad will be enhanced by Imprint's social media technology platforms, which will integrate your advertisement with multiple online channels, including Facebook, Twitter, Bing, Yahoo, and their website, uwimprint.ca. To learn more about publishing prices, dates, discounts, and latest offers, contact Imprint at 519-888-4048 or email at ads@uwimprint.ca.
Salaya Duba Kungo, this is Salan Himbolo. Ate Salan Jamana Bakungo, this Salan Himbolo. Chefarina Farina tend to think again. Nafolo tia. Na folo te do ti ake, duba e kubo.
And then the creak of the box, cool in the ground. Tick tock goes the clock, since the shock of the force. Since blood come out the rock, and then the flood come out. And again, when the waters are rage grew tame, we were for what was left, would never be the same. Tick tock goes the clock, since the crime again. In vain, we have tried to remove the strain, tried to escape the heavens, called down the rain. But in the end, we were content to pass on the blame. So black smoke rushes on like steam from a spout. Ashes cook the ground and choke the shout. And sea and salt cannot untie the cords. They bound the hands that they threw overboard. So deep beneath the noonday's moonlight glow, far beneath the waves, bones nearly stone, are lodged to reside, waiting to be raised. Back up to the light on the last of days. Filleth all things, move stars and atoms, resist span between the world of sense and the past unseen.
sailing over the spent world, the spirits sing. Across the wasteland, and the hosannas ring. Out in the darkness, one cry ashes. To remake all things new. To remake all things new. To remake all things new. Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock. Tick-tock goes the clock. Telling us the time, oh my. How the hours are rushing by. And on the race they will not slow down the pace for us. No, we must keep up the chase. So let us go then, now you and I. Beneath the dome shape, steel scrape sky. With unhurried feet, let us walk the streets. Look close, take a note of all your hair and see. Let us start at the plaza where words are bounce around. Confound a dense cloud of empty sounds, which forms a flash flood that vibes announce. Leaving only pretense because all the senses drown. Where words abstract are stacked until black is white and white is black. Or better yet, all is grey like a cadaver where the life has bled away. Let us go to the market where greed ensnares. With rates, stairs, stock shares, weights and tears. Where roads lead on to anywhere. Fortune, boom, bust, dust, doom. Despair where at the sound of the bell, the hollow man yells to buy. But who's I sell? No right and wrong only means an ends. As long as the ends are dividends. Follow the megaphones drone to the edge of a park where the revolution howls like a wolf in the dark. Can't sleep from the deep, move swift like a shark. Climbing up the scent to the belly exposed. Then flash the slash and then the jaws are closed. And then the victim dashes in his final throes as the sea turns red as a rose. Kingdom come, drawn by the smell of the blood and chum. Kingdom come, drunk on the drama of a martyrdom. When the bones break gleam of the us for the feed the frenzy of the new regime. Because the revolution always eats its own. It can throw down the king, cannot uproot the throne. Still over the bend well, with bright wings. Lose his spirit that will lift, fill it all things. Move stars and atoms, with his span between the world of sense and the past unseen. Still over the bend well, his spirit sing. Across the waste and let the hosannas ring. Out in the darkness one crashes. To remake all things new. To remake all things new. Tick tock goes the clock. Tick tock goes the clock. Tick tock goes the clock. Tick tock. Tick tock goes the clock until the toll and the bell breaks the spell. Cracks open the world like a shell. Summons the dead to stand where they fell. Between the bliss of heaven and the abyss of hell. This is the junction between joy and compunction. Where the laws of effect and cause start to function. Is the real, no higher court of appeal. The time to make plain what I laid concealed. All revealed, too late to recant, to reveal, to repent. We have the time and all the time is spent. So ever descending, the all transcending, never ending, whose reaches over all extending. Come to men, come to rend, come to blame, to reclaim, come to cast all down and raise it up again. This spirit full of love from above is falling like a dove, like a flame, like a bomb, exploding gentler than a breeze, more thunderous than a storm. A power will tremble when the kingdom comes.
Still over the hands, you better lift them up high over the waters of the flood, to keep them all safe and dry over the rivers of God that don't run deep and wide. Lift them up there to the Lord on high. Give them to the hour when the hours run out. The hour to the best, I want to dance and shout. The hour to the best, I want to prance all about. This is the hour when the hours run out. This is the hour when the hours run out. This is the hour when the hours run out. This is the hour when the hours run out. We'll be right back.
animal. to Zuru. This is Nasha Kasha, Ukrainian Almanac. I'm your reporter, Stefan Andrusiak, and this is episode 133. It is early December 2018. Late last month, Russia seized three Ukrainian naval boats, imprisoning their crews. It all happened in the Kerch Strait near the Sea of Azov. Ukraine responded by imposing martial law for 30 days. As I record this, Russia is holding missile drills in the Black Sea. NATO has been meeting in Brussels to assess a response. It is the latest escalation in a military conflict which began in 2014 when Russia annexed Crimea, then sent fighters into eastern Ukraine to back separatist rebels. In Ontario, at the University of Waterloo, I'll speak with a scholar on Crimea whose sanguine analysis describes how we find ourselves today at the edge of war. But first, to Montreal, where a theater premieres a play about volunteer Ukrainian combatants in East Ukraine and their near impossible predicament.
My name is Yevhen Mesheryak. I am an actor for the Ukrainian National Federation Theater, the Stojari Theater. Our upcoming play, Eastern Holidays, Східні канікули. My character's name is Maxim. He's a young student in journalism in Ukraine who decides to join the volunteer forces in the conflict in Eastern Ukraine.
What does the audience come away with?
In the beginning of the play, he starts out as this young man from a relatively wealthy family in a big Ukrainian city that is not touched by the conflict that's happening relatively close. After certain events occur in his life, mostly concerning people he considers close to himself, Max decides to prove to himself and to the people around him that he's more than just a boy from a wealthy family. His character arc, his coming of age, is somewhat parallel to the moral evolution that the nation of Ukraine herself is coming. Before the war, we were not as serious about questions of nationalism, of patriotism, as we are right now. And same happens to Max. He doesn't really take anything seriously until he grows up.
This play is being premiered tomorrow. At a time when the Sea of Azov is the center of even a wider conflict, Ukraine truly seems to be in trouble.
Well, yeah, we've discussed that with the cast and the crew on multiple occasions. Now, like never, our play is relevant, which kind of gives us more motivation. It is something that bothers each and every one of us. It motivates us more to do our best on the scene because it's not just like a play that represents something that happened a long time ago.
The government of Ukraine does not escape criticism in this.
Yes, certainly, because regardless of the fact that we as a nation should be as united as possible at this point right now, we still have to realize that the world is not all black and white, and even our government, which, well, I personally have a lot of respect for, even our government is far from being perfect.
Tomorrow's a big day for you. How do you feel after this dress rehearsal?
I am very excited for it because that's been a major project for me for the last 5 months or so. Outside of it being our personal journey, it's also a manifestation of all things Ukrainian and a way to attract attention to the situation in Ukraine, which unfortunately does not receive as much media coverage. Як для молодого чоловіка мені 20 років, тобто
Євген is 20 years old and he says many in Ukraine my age are in the army.
Ну це далеко не найбільше, що я можу зробити, на жаль, але
others have volunteered for the militia. I'm hoping that what I do here has some impact, some value. We all love Ukraine, he says. Here, an ocean away, the play is dedicated to all who've sacrificed.
Борітесь та поборете славу Україні. Наша п'єса, вона присвячується всім, хто загинув, хто боручись за свободу, і всім, хто продовжує йти далі. І ми сподіваємося, що Україна буде продовжувати йти далі.
Прийшла у березні зима, прийшла негода, як чума, б'є по обличчю до чаю, мені тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, не вистачає, тільки тебе. Тільки тебе
заледенів грубезний дуб, і плащ зелений мій задуб, далеко ще до молодшаю, мені тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе. Гримить за сіверським донцем, мозолю пальці олівцем, як кулі рими витрачаю, мені тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе. Мовчить старенька БМП, собака солодко хропе, не гасне печія очаю, мені тебе не вистачає,
тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе.
Вмирають іскри на льоду, хапають руки пустоту, заводжу пісню і скінчаю, мені тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе, тільки тебе не вистачає, тільки тебе,
тільки тебе,
тільки тебе.
Чи ви б могли самі себе представити?
Славко Онищенко.
Ольга Онищенко.
Slavko and Olya Onishchenko. To look at them in the midst of this theater company, one would believe that they were born to do this. Olya says, though, that she has never formally been trained. Slavko was drawn to the theater only by Olya.
Завжди була на сцені, або ведучою, або в якихось концертах, або в якихось сценаріях. Завжди мені це дуже подобалось.
Ніколи не був, не грав в театрі, але завжди любив, і так сталося, що дружина мене з цим ближче познайомила, притягнула, і дуже радо приймаю участь в стажарах.
А ваша професія, наука, у який напрям взяла вас?
Я моряк, я вчився в Одеській морській академії. За фахом я морський механік.
Slavko is a seaman by training, trained at the Odessa Naval Academy. His specialty – freight management.
Вантажний інспектор.
Коли ми приїхали в Монреаль, це було 10 років тому, зустрілися з...
Having arrived in Montreal, they quickly found their way to the Ukrainian National Federation Hall. With newfound friends, they formed an acting company.
Нам подобається театр, вони сказали, давайте будемо тут щось робити в УНО.
Технічна сторона – це те, що ніхто не бачить, але без цього...
Slavko was drawn to the behind-the-scenes work of set design and building.
Я зголосився на це.
Це не є легка п'єса. Оля is the director. And this, the play that they're about to put on, she wrote.
Знаєте, коли сталася трагедія в Іловайську в 14-му році... Я не могла заспокоїтись.
The play is about the Battle of Ілловайськ in August 2014. Armed forces of Ukraine and pro-Ukrainian paramilitaries tried to recapture the city of Ilovaisk. It had been occupied by pro-Russian insurgents who were affiliated with the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, or the DPR. But Russian military forces had crossed the border, joining in the battle. The Ukrainians were encircled and overwhelmed by their enemies.